Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 287 co-main event. Gilbert Burns taking on Jorge Masvidal. Of course, this one's very exciting, very interesting. I'm a bit disappointed it's over three rounds and not five because, of course, you know, the more drama you get out of these fights, the better. And I feel like this one is a really interesting one for a few different reasons. Of course, Masvidal is a very slick striker. He's very, very good at surviving. I'm going to get into this a little bit later. Gilbert Burns, for me, he still seems to be finding his feet in the division. I feel like he's got the capability of beating everybody, but his confidence has to support that. And I'm interested to know what the presence of Masvidal does to the confidence of Gilbert Burns. Before we go any further, this show is brought to you by our friends at Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits. This takes all the complication out of your life, all the chopping and preparing and trying to figure out what you're going to eat. Spring's here, summer's on its way, everybody's trying to get in shape. Factor will help you do this. If you go to factor.com, factormeals.com/outlawed50 and use the code outlawed50, you'll get 50% off your first box. Go and check it out. There are 34 different meals each week, chef prepared, dietitian controlled. They're excellent. You can organize your box so you can go through your different selections and customize the box for yourself. And you use the code OUTLAWED50 and you'll get 50% off your first box. Definitely worth checking it out. You won't be disappointed. Okay, tail of the tape. So, Gilbert Burns coming in with a record of 21 wins and 5 losses. Masvidal with an incredible record of 35 wins and 16 defeats. 1-inch height advantage for Masvidal, 3-inch reach advantage. I don't think that's going to make too much of a difference. I feel like the reach is going to be taken away from Masvidal quite quickly. Now, I have got a few clips to show you in this one. A couple of things I wanted to point out to you. But if we just kind of look at the recent form of these guys, you know, Gilbert Burns impresses me every time he steps in there. What he did to Neil Magny was nothing short of amazing. And if you look at the people that he's lost to, I mean, since he's returned to welterweight, He was on a 2-fight win streak, made his welterweight debut against Alexei Konchenko, who was an incredible striker, won that fight, beat Gunnar Nelson, beat Meyer. You know, I mean, he's running through big names already. Beat Tyron Woodley. Dominated him, very, very impressive. Then he lost to Kamaru Usman. There was a lot of drama, a lot of emotion going into that fight, given the fact that the guys had had a training relationship, a friendship before that bout. And Kamaru Usman came in stone cold for that one. And for me, Gilbert Burns was not. I don't know. He didn't look himself. When there was no glove touch at the start, it almost looked like it kind of broke his heart a little bit. I felt it for him. Great performance against Wonderboy, who, of course, is very difficult to deal with. Pushed Chimaev to the limit, took him all three rounds, and then just dominated Magny. So, like Gilbert Burns is right there, right in this division. And you know, if he puts a few wins together, puts, like, three wins together, because he's not going to get easy names. If he puts, like, three good wins together, he's going to find himself in very, very interesting conversations again. Masvidal, of course, is in an interesting position in the division, given the fact that he's got drama with the champion. There was the fight at the O2 Arena after he'd knocked out Till. So, you know, there's a storyline there. But of course, if Burns beats Masvidal here, that moves him, you know, a decent step towards the title. And it is a very winnable fight for Gilbert Burns for a few different reasons. So Masvidal, where's my notes on this? So Masvidal was last submitted in 2009. It was an inverted triangle by Toby Amada, who's a very good grappler in his own right, a name that's kind of lost to the history books, perhaps. But then if you look at his takedown defense against, you know, people that have been very persistent with takedowns, like Damian Maia, he stopped 8 of 12 takedowns, which was 67%. 11 of 15 against Covington and 11 of 16 against Usman. So, you know, 60, 69%. He's very, very good at keeping himself in fights. He's very good at surviving. 2009, last time he was submitted. It's going to be difficult for Gilbert Burns to take him down and hold him down and do anything with him because Masvidal is a very, very wily individual. He knows how to be difficult. He knows how to control grips and hook inside gloves and staple his elbow in positions to stop people moving any further and keeping his back against the fence. All these things that he's very good at, they might not get him back to his feet, back to positions where he can strike, but they will keep him in the fight. He's going to be difficult for Gilbert Burns to submit unless Gilbert Burns beats him up and really wears him out. And over three rounds, I feel like Masvidal, I mean, Masvidal's a, you know, he's a five-round fighter just purely based on his experience and his age. You know, the position of his career right now, three rounds is going to feel quite short for him. And he can work hard for three rounds, but he's going to have to be twitchy on the feet. Like, the more time he can hold Gilbert Burns off, the better. Because ultimately what Burns is going to do is he's going to either crowd him with big overhands and hooks, or he's going to level change. And combining those two things makes it very difficult for Masvidal. Like, Masvidal and Colby Covington in a striking match, Masvidal's all over him. But the threat of Colby Covington level changing opens up strikes for Masvidal that he wouldn't normally get hit with. You know, he's blocking punches and level and like defending level changing at the same time. He's going to be doing the same thing against Gilbert Burns. And Burns is very kind of grab you and drag you into his game. You know, he doesn't have to finish the first takedown. Like, I was looking through his statistics. I think it's the first round of the Wonder Boy fight. He's got one of two takedowns in this round. But when you actually look at it, well, I'll show you. When you actually look at it, it's yes, it is. It is two takedowns technically, but he never lets go of him. It's not like Wonder Boy's ever able to get away. I mean, look at this. This is a long, low takedown. He gets one hand hooked just behind this big thing over here. We can see he's just got one hook behind a knee, and it's not like he's pulling his opponent to him. He's pulling himself to his opponent, like he's climbing a rope. Look how he drags himself onto the leg of Wonderboy, and then from this position he builds himself up. Watch him build up to his feet. See, this is where Gilbert Burns is very strong. And where you find strength with grapplers in unusual positions, like a lot of people aren't very strong in this position. If you loaded, 185 pounds onto the shoulder of a normal person when they're on their knees in this position, it would be difficult for them to get up. But because Gilbert Burns has got such a strong posterior chain, such a thick neck, he's able to drive himself up into better positions. So technically, this is the first takedown that he fails. But he picks the leg up and he drives Wonderboy to the fence. And you're talking 90 seconds and then we see the takedown. And he's, you know, he never separates. So yes, it was potentially a failed takedown. But the point is, Wonderboy never got away once Gilbert Burns got his hands on him. And this is something that Masvidal's going to have to deal with. Once Burns gets his hands on you, it takes everything to try and peel him off. Like, honestly, he looks like an octopus. Like, you peel two limbs off and another three have grabbed a hold of you. And this is a nice little... So he runs the pipe. He pulls Wonderboy off the fence here, circles him into the center, and then runs forward. You can see Wonderboy turn into post out with his hand. And as he does that, Gilbert Burns is going to run forward to make sure his weight's over the top of him. Still hooked on this leg, look. Still lifting this up so Wonderboy can't get his feet underneath him. Lands, reaches straight for the wrist. All clever work by Gilbert Burns. Doesn't get it, but all his weight goes onto the hips of his opponent. And this is where his Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu comes into play. He's very, very good at being heavy. Straight away, heavy, circling, smashing, heavy hips. This is the third round. Same thing again. Wonderboy even knows he's going to level change. Grab, hook, grab, pulls himself in. Like, look how much ownership he's got over this leg. He's not reaching this one very, very well here. He's only got fingertips to it. But that doesn't really matter because he's got what he needs. He's got one limb. And as he realizes he's failing to reach the right leg of Wonderboy, he comes back to the left leg and focuses on that. Then up to the hips. See what I mean? He's sticky. He stays on you into the fence. 2 minutes into the round. Nice twisting takedown here. Land, clamp, heavy. Collapse him down. Look at that. It's just an acceptance of Wonderboy when he lands onto his shoulders there. Like, this is what I expect. And I think it's going to be round after round of Gilbert Burns trying to do this to Masvidal. So if Masvidal finds himself in these positions, the most important thing for him is going to be to keep his back against the fence. While his back's against the fence, and not on the floor like this. He's not as vulnerable for back attacks. He's not as vulnerable for neck attacks because he can keep his neck strong. Darces and anacondas are very difficult to get unless you've got like Tony Ferguson arms, Kevin Holland arms. But if he finds himself on the floor here, the pressure of Gilbert Burns will open up opportunities for him. He's either going to stay flat on his back, in which case one of his arms is going to end up being worked up into an arm triangle position. Hang on, where are we? Here we go. Look at this. And this is what I was talking about with, what do you deal with, the power punching or the takedowns? Because Gilbert Burns is going to come at you with both. Big, powerful body lock. Slams him to the floor. Look at the pressure driving down. Like, from these positions, because his pressure's so great in top position, people find themselves getting ironed out flat, and they give positions that they wouldn't against other people because they can't deal with the pressure. Like, Neil Magny's a good grappler, and he just couldn't deal with that. You can see how he's clamped onto him using his legs. He's pulling his hips into him to make Neil Magny feel trapped, chests over him, smothering him. And arms reach, you know, like look what's going on here. So what you can see is Gilbert Burns, his hand is on the back of the elbow here. He's also landing a few strikes. And what he's going to look to do, he's going to look to push that elbow across and then drop himself into that pocket. So he pushes the elbow down, controls it with the wrist here. So now he's changed position. He was pushing the elbow down. He's grabbed it with his right hand. Clever work. And then he's going to drop his shoulder onto it as he lets go with this wrist and he slides it through this gap here. Watch. There's the hand come through, look. You can see his fingertips there. Strong position here. Arm triangle. And he's going to be searching for this over and over again. And you know, the thing is, if he doesn't get this, if he doesn't find himself in top position where he can work for arm triangles, then most likely Masvidal has turned in a scramble and given his back. So then he's dealing with another problem, which is back defense. Gilbert Burns has got quite a clear game plan in this one. I think the longer he stays standing with Masvidal, the more he's playing a very risky game. Like, Masvidal's got loads and loads of little games within games and traps that he sets for people. Very, very clever stuff. And the longer Gilbert Burns stays in that position, the more he's going to feel that energy coming to him from Masvidal, who will keep twitching and you know, being very... lively is probably the best word to put it. The other thing with Masvidal as well is every time he fights people that want to grapple and try and take him down, he throws loads of kicks. Like, I don't know whether there's a particular reason for this, whether he feels like if he damages their lead leg that they're not going to be as confident to move forward, but he tends to throw a lot of kicks. It doesn't shut him down if he's fighting someone that's a good grappler. He doesn't like limit his skill set as it would with other people. But see, against Covington, like, it's always about the twitching. Like, you know, these big movements here get reactions out of people that have got respect for Masvidal's striking, which people have. Like, look at that twitch there, you see. Little sprint. He gets an immediate reaction. The longer he can dictate the pace of the fight by doing those clever little feints and stuff, the more time he's going to spend on his feet to start watching the movement of Gilbert Burns and seeing where he can set him up. We know Masvidal's dangerous from a long range out. Like, the way that he switched his stance to attack Darren Till, he was able to cover distance with that. We know he's got slick striking. I feel like in this fight, he's going to be forced into a closer range with his slick striking, which is not necessarily a bad thing for him, but it is something that there might have to be a level of acceptance with, because the windows of opportunity to strike are going to be much smaller. Like, you can see him constantly feinting and moving forward. And this is what I was talking about with Covington. Look, Covington lunges with this big right hand over the top, gets a reaction out of Masvidal, who leans away. Like, these are shots that you're going to really struggle to get Masvidal with. Oh, little. But if he has to deal with the takedowns as well, this is why he's moving back so quickly. Like, if you were doing this in a striking range, he knows he can tuck up and stand his ground. Great defense, but he's moving away, he's giving space, and this is the danger against Gilbert Burns. And he was a bit distracted here against Colby Covington, complained about the eye poke. And of course, Covington's going to continue pressuring forward. Look, punch to level change. What do you deal with? Punch to level change. And these are the areas where Masvidal is good, but these are the moments where he's going to have to utilize his striking cleverly. Like Travis Brown elbows up against the fence could be very useful, but he's going to be defending takedowns. Like this is a lovely takedown sequence by Covington. I've actually never done this myself, but having seen him do it here, I can imagine how well it would work if somebody defended. Because what Covington's going to do is he's got this body lock here at the moment. He's going to pull Masvidal off the fence, drag him off the fence. And as he pulls him off the fence, Masvidal is going to circle. He's going to base out with one hand and he's going to circle so he's staying knees down. Now, what he doesn't want to do is to be twisted and put on his back. This is why he's scrambling around in this position. But what Covington does, and we talked about this strength with Gilbert Burns, on his knees in uncomfortable positions, looking quite unathletic, he's able to maintain this body lock, fingertips as well. Like, look how tentative that grip is. And he reestablishes the twist as Masvidal builds back up, Covington builds back up, and he twists him back in the opposite direction. Really nice work. And I don't necessarily think that Gilbert Burns has got these kind of wrestling chains, of course, but Masvidal is able to keep Covington working in a lot of these positions where other fighters would have just been kind of drowned, just taken down and dominated. Like Masvidal never accepts, look, you see how he's posting up on this, never accepts being taken down. Whenever he can throw strikes, he's going to throw strikes. If he can get back to his feet, he's going to get back to his feet. He knows the game here so well that he can do just enough to avoid really getting dominated. Even though he can lose rounds in these positions, he's going to keep getting back to his feet. He's going to defend his neck. He's going to look up to the referee and to the screen and be frustrated. But in these moments here, there are brief seconds where Masvidal can find space. And these are the spaces where I feel like this fight becomes quite interesting, because very few people can strike at short range like Masvidal can. And because Gilbert Burns doesn't have the same kind of wrestling credentials that Usman or Covington does, that he might not be quite as tight. Go back to the first round against Wonderboy. I should have grabbed the clip. If you watch the end of the first round, Wonderboy is able to get back to his feet and you see a very kind of panicked approach from Gilbert Burns where he's like scurrying and running to try and close range back down against Wonderboy. They're the moments where you see a Masvidal bounce off and cross or crack with an elbow or create and hold a bit of space to land some elbows inside. I feel like because Gilbert Burns doesn't have the clean wrestling skills of a Covington or an Usman, I feel like there'll be gaps in the clinch where Masvidal is going to be able to exploit with strikes. If he gets taken down, it's a different story. And what Masvidal tends to do when he's taken down is hold on to people. He clamps, holds on to them. And then as they're trying to fight to get space, he then pushes them away. Get away, get away, get away. It's either all the way in or all the way out. And that's how Masvidal treats the ground game, which is it's a very clever way of solving the problem. Like, if you're trying to get back to your feet, Usman's going to try and hold you down. But if Usman's taking you down and you're trying to hold him into you, then he's going to try and create space. So he's doing half of the job for you. You've just got to know how to play that game. And again, with the experience that Masvidal's got, he's very good at playing that game. Now, this is what I'm talking about with the moments in the fight. Lovely little step through there. These are the kind of things that I expect from Masvidal. But he did quite clearly slow down a little bit. Even though he stayed aggressive, you know, he clearly slowed down in this fight. But is this the moment? Here we go. So he defends the takedown. He turns Covington. And then he's going to get a bit of separation. He's going to land a really nice elbow there. Knee. Good knee to the body. You can see the abdomen of Colby Covington. That's a good knee. Solid knee. That must have hurt. He hit that well. Knee. Elbow. And the elbow was really nice. As you see the replay, you see Colby Covington go to wipe it straight away. It's very difficult to see here, but you can see where it's cut him there. A clean elbow off the fence there. Just one time can have so much effect on an opponent. Now, Colby Covington, of course, is not, here we go. Colby Covington is not got the same kind of level of scar tissue that other people have got. Look at that. Beautiful shot. Remember what he did to Diaz when there was space, and this was a very close range battle at points in the fight. Couple of short elbows here, Diaz underhooks, Masvidal turns to create a bit of space, he's going to go clinch, knee, elbow, and he doubles up on that elbow, he goes hard with it, wham, wham, chases him down, bit of chaos off the fence, head kick. Like, you remember the damage that did to Nate Diaz. There's going to be good moments in this fight where Burns is trying to close distance and Masvidal is going to be able to unleash a few of these elbows on the inside. He needs very little space for him. Another thing I noticed as well, which is quite nice, this is Masvidal's left hand here. He's holding the wrist of Nate and he's going to throw it across him. So it almost crosses Nate's body. It means that as Nate's turning back towards him, the elbow's there to meet him. Knee, elbow. You can see how Nate's shoulders are turned away from him here, look. His shoulders are facing this direction towards the camera. Throws his arm across. Clever little move. Knee, elbow, elbow. Very nice. And it's not like this is the only time Masvidal's done this either. This is one of my favourite strikes that he uses, and this is probably the best version of it. Based on the strength and power and drive of Gilbert Burns, there might be even less space than there was against Nate Diaz. And what you'll see here is, when you watch this fight full speed, it's easy to miss this elbow. Look how short that is. That's a cool elbow. That's a very cool elbow. And if I remember right, this was Masvidal just after he'd moved up from lightweight, and this was Cesar Ferreira moving down from middleweight. Caught him clean with that on the inside. Bam! And then another shot on the way down. Here we go. Look how short that is on the inside. Just folded his legs. You see, these short-range elbows, I think, are going to become more and more prolific in mixed martial arts as the years progress. Masvidal is one of the few people that uses them really well on the inside with purpose and with intention, and that's why this fight's interesting. If Masvidal didn't have those close range strikes, I would kind of feel like this was going to be a bit of a walkthrough for Gilbert Burns based on what we know he's capable of. But if Masvidal can be twitchy, if he can give Gilbert Burns a lot to think about, and then if Burns closes range down and tries to take him down, Masvidal's got to fight tooth and nail for keeping this fight on the feet. And if he's able to keep it on the feet, he might still be squashed against the fence, and that's when his short range elbows come in. I'm excited for this fight. I'm always a big fan of Masvidal's fights. I'm a big fan of Gilbert Burns, but I do feel like they're in different points of their career. Masvidal's just he's already half riding off into the sunset in his own mind, especially in mixed martial arts terms. Whereas Gilbert Burns, I still think he looks at that belt and thinks to himself that he could get a hold of that one day. And I don't disagree with him. It's an absolute shark tank of a division, though, and we'll see. Great fight. Looking forward to it. Thank you to our sponsors, Factor. Make sure you check them out. Use the code OUTLORD50 and you'll get 50% off your first box. Great stuff. Get yourself in shape. See you next time.